because time is the thing that you can't really account for. And I think we forget that just because you're not, just because you don't feel like you're making progress doesn't mean you're not. Just because you don't feel like you're losing progress doesn't mean you're not.
I didn't start tracking habits until I was 26, 27 years old, right? I mean, can you imagine what, I mean, if I wish I could talk to my 18-year-old self and say, Alan, peak performance tracking, man.
Welcome to Next Level University. I am your host, Kevin Palmieri.
And I am your co-host, Alan Lazarus.
At Next Level University, we believe in a heart-driven, but no BS approach to holistic self-improvement for dream chasers.
We bring you 7 episodes per week to help you level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
Self-improvement in your pocket, every day, from anywhere, for free. Welcome to Next Level University. Next Level Nation, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, episode number 1280, How to Be More Comfortable Accepting Compliments. Today, for episode number 1281, where you are today is not where you are forever. I remember when I was at the beginning of this journey, Alan, I really, really, really struggled to resonate with somebody who had quote unquote made it. Because for me, I couldn't understand how you went from, let's just use Anthony Trucks as an example. Anthony Trucks was somebody who grew up in foster care, many, many, many trials and tribulations, had to at one point lick the bottom of people's shoes until his tongue bled. He had to chase a chicken in the backyard to catch it, to eat, like that level of adversity. How does somebody like that get to the point where they are today, speaking on international stages and making boatloads of money and impacting many, many, many humans? I always struggled with that because I always assumed where people are today is where they have always been, and where I was where I was always going to be forever. That always, I always felt like there's no way I could ever change that much. Now, here's the other side of that. Yes, from a constructive place, I think oftentimes we struggle to think, okay, where I am today is where I'm going to be forever. I'm never going to get to where I want to get. But on the opposite end of that, this is the interesting thing. Where you are today is not where you're going to be forever, even if you don't try to change. That's the really, really interesting thing, because nothing ever stays the same. It really is either getting better or worse. Nothing stays the same because of time. Because time is the thing that you can't really account for. And I think we forget that just because you're not, just because you don't feel like you're making progress doesn't mean you're not. Just because you don't feel like you're losing progress doesn't mean you're not. So that's kind of my goal in this episode is to, I want to talk about the opportunity and the potential and the fact that the people we look up to are just years and years and years and years ahead, and it's very hard to account for that time. But there's also people who we might look at and say, how does anybody get to that point in life when you have to equate time for the negative as well? It's going to be a heavy episode.
So, Kev, say again?
I said it's a potentially a heavy episode, but I think it's a good awareness to have.
I think it will be. I was on the Zoom.
On the horn.
The internet, with the horn. With one of my clients earlier, and he said, I've been listening to your podcast. I love it. Great episodes lately. But, you know, Kevin's been talking a lot more than you lately. Like, what's the deal? Like, you gotta chime in more. So for that particular client, this is going to be an episode mostly with Kevin talking, because I actually kind of just want to interview you a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Do I know this person? Shout out to this person. I love you. I'm sorry you got to listen to my voice.
Oh, no, no. They love you, too. They love you, too. They just want me to talk a little more, which I was surprised by, because I think most of the listeners feel the opposite. So
who knows?
It's all good.
Look, you and I have gone many ways. I've interviewed you. You've interviewed me. We've done 50-50. We've done 70-30. After this many episodes, you think we figure it out.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a lot of experiments.
Always.
So I want to interview you. So so let me do that. Okay. Where you are today is not where you are forever. I had this interesting moment. I was in Utica, New York, which is not a nice area. So if you're from Utica, maybe you're in a nicer area than we were, but we got an Airbnb that was really nice, Emily and I. It was probably a year ago. But like the area, we went for like a walk and I was like, ooh, not going to walk here ever again. This is not good. This is dangerous. And I had this weird moment, Kev, because you've been saying this for a long time. You said that some people will only ever be, you know, unfortunately, 10% above or below where they are now. Mm. Some people will stay the same forever. It's just the way it works. Not everyone, but some people.
Yeah,
right?
I would say so.
Okay. And for me, I always had this weird belief in people that, and it makes sense now in hindsight, because where I started was in an extremely difficult situation for many reasons that I'm not going to get into right now. But like, I started, for lack of better phrasing, from the quote unquote bottom in many ways when it comes to having a father who passed away when I was born, or when I was two, rather. And like, I went, you know, when my stepdad left, we had no money and I had to like scrap just to try to get to college. And it's, you know, I was born in a free country and I understand that. So I had many advantages, but I had a long list of disadvantages that I'm not going to get into in this episode that were really difficult for me to statistically climb out of, similar to what you said with Anthony Trucks, although not that to that extent. Okay. And so we all have adversity. And we're all on a spectrum. Some people have a silver spoon and some people don't. I definitely didn't. So we'll just leave it there. Neither did Kev. Okay. So I was in Utica and I was looking around and I had this moment with Emilia where I looked at her and I said, oh my God, the people in these houses are probably going to be in houses like this forever. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, it clicked for me. What you had been saying for years, Kev, actually clicked, of like, oh. Because for me, you know, when I was in college, I was in a really crappy apartment in a really bad area. And for me, I never, ever believed that I would be stuck there. Mm. I always knew I'd be successful one day. I always knew that. I always felt that, I should say. I always felt called to that. For those of you who feel called to a dream, I always had this belief that I would make it out, that I would create a magnificent life and be a father. And I always had that belief. So anyways, and we've talked to the listeners, and for those of you listening who are new, I didn't struggle a ton with self-belief. I struggled a ton with self-worth, and we've talked about that. Kevin struggled with both. Okay, so I want to interview you. So here's my question. For someone who didn't believe they would make it out, who really did believe that where you are today is not where you are forever, I can't talk on this episode. Kev, where I am today, I've never thought would be where I am forever. Never. I've never, ever had that belief. So I would rather interview you because I don't know what you're talking about.
I appreciate the ownership, humility.
So for someone who actually wondered like where I am today might be where I'm going to be forever, what was that like?
It's interesting. I want to just clarify this because I know you didn't mean it this way, but I want to make sure the listeners understand. There have been times behind the scenes where Alan and I have talked and I said, hey man, you have to understand, like, that person isn't going to grow to the level you think they are, or that person isn't going to grow to the level that you think they should, because not everybody is going to grow. That's a realization I had early on, where I don't believe everybody is supposed to grow at the same rate. I have that belief. And I just think some people aren't willing to go through the, whether it's the internal battles or the external battles or looking into the proverbial mirror to grow. So I love the belief and I love the potential and I love the opportunity that you've always had when it comes to growth. I just think at times you would take it, not personally, but you wouldn't understand. Like, I've tried to help this person so much, like, why aren't they growing? It's like, because if there's a room of 100 people, how many people are actually going to maximize their potential? I don't know. It's low. It's a low number, most likely, unfortunately. So I wanted to start there because I just want to make sure people have the context where I believe in people at a very drastic high level. But I also, I want to make sure that my beliefs
are accurate,
are as accurate as they can be.
Yeah. And you, I want to say this too. You were more accurate. And now I know why. Relationship paradigm versus growth paradigm.
Mm.
I thought everyone had self-belief. And I thought everyone's had goals and dreams because people around me tended to. But that's also what I attracted. You attract what you are. So if I have self-belief and I have goals and dreams and that's what I talk about, of course you're going to mirror that. And so I lived in this echo chamber of goals and dreams. So of course I'm going to... But it really has landed. So you were more accurate in your thinking when it comes to the statistics of who really is going to grow to their maximum potential. And technically speaking, we all, not everyone can grow to their max potential, because what is your max potential? I mean, yeah. It depends on so many things. Do you live in a free country? Did you have the opportunity to get educated? Do you have access to internet? Do you have the right tools? Did you have good parents, right? There's a million factors. Yeah. So you were more accurate for sure. And I'm grateful that you've helped me think more accurately about myself and about other people.
Yeah.
But to ask you this question, what does it feel like to, when you were at the gas station, you were the gas station guy. Mm. So like when I was in college or at corporate or iRobot or whatever, and let's say I went to Helen's and got gas, like you believed you'd be the gas station guy forever, or like, talk to me.
I never believed I'd be here. I don't know. The future was very dark. And when I say dark, I don't mean negative. It was just very blurry. I had no idea. I had no clue what was going to happen. There was no strategy. I wanted to get another job where I made more money. And then I wanted to get another job where I made more money. That was like kind of my goal, but that's not what happened. No, I went there. I mean, there were several times I went backwards.
Did you believe that where you were, you'd be there forever?
I think to some degree. Yeah, I think to some degree. I didn't know where else I'd be. I didn't know how to get anywhere else, really. No, I had no idea. I had no idea. That's why it's like, I think of somebody... This is why it's so hard for me when I go on other shows. I always tell my story, but I don't ever want to lose. I always say this at the end of my story. Please don't just take that story and assume I went from rock bottom to starting the podcast to where we are, because that's a disservice to you. I'm literally afraid people are going to have the same feelings I had of, well, I could never get there. Like 1,200 episodes, I could never get there. Well, that's not where we started, though. I had no idea what we were doing in the beginning. I still don't know what the hell we're doing. I do know more than I ever have, but I still don't know. There's so much more to know. So even when I tell my story, I try to say, look, I understand this sounds great. It sounds like a really cool story. It does. It's awesome. Sounds great. But there was doubt in between every one of those steps. There's still doubt to this day with certain things that I do. I don't want you to think I overcame and then it stopped. It's like, well, now I don't have any problems anymore. I mean, now we have a successful podcast. We're crushing it. I'm married. I got cats, you know, like everything's good now. I don't even have worries anymore. It's just, I kind of just do it. You know, it's so easy for me now. I don't ever want people to think that. So that's okay. Why I, go ahead.
Well, let's say you're the version of Kevin who thought you'd be there forever listening to you now.
Yeah.
What would you think about your story?
Must be nice. Must be nice.
Would you think that this version of Kevin, like, doesn't have problems or... So, at NLU, we're coming up on our largest month. So, March 2023 is projected mathematically, financially, to be our largest month. And we're very excited for everyone at NLU. 50,000 in a month, it's probably going to be north of that, to Kevin back then sounds like unfathomable.
Yep.
And now you're in that and you realize that we have expenses, we have a bigger company, we have bigger expenses, so it's not what you thought.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it's not awesome, it's just not as awesome as it sounds.
It's
right?
Not what I thought both ways.
Go ahead.
The benefits are not what I thought, but the detriments aren't what I thought either.
What detriments?
I don't know. I think when you think of like that number, I don't know. Maybe detriments isn't the best way to put it. It's almost like I was off on both fronts. Not just like I was off on what it would take to get there. I was off on what I would feel. I was off on everything, kind of. Everything I thought is off. Just how much? How much is it off? But I told Taryn, I told her the other night, because we're talking about me buying a new car. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that. And she's like, what do you mean? You've been working so hard for this. Like, I don't know if I deserve that, though. Like, there's a part of me that still doesn't feel like I deserve it. I don't know. I'm just afraid. Like, what does that mean for me? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's maybe a little bit of fear of success on my end. I don't know. That's weird for me. But I think there's a part of me that's like, I'm going to have to be even better at communicating the journey when people think I'm a certain level of successful. Like, I don't want to lose that. I don't want people to think that they can't do what we've done. Now, can you do exactly what we've done? No, because we're unique and there's two of us and there's a lot that goes into that, but it doesn't mean you can't do your own unique version of that. I don't want people to lose sight of that because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Now, will some people? Sure. I'm sure that's going to happen. But that's why for me, it's like when I would look at people, like I remember seeing an interview with Mark Cuban and he's like, well, you know, I slept on a couch with five other people or whatever it was, you know, paying $100 a week or blah, blah. And like, I did this and I did this and I did this. And it's like, yeah, but you kind of always knew you were going to make it. You know, like that's the vibe you get is like, you kind of always knew you were going to be a billionaire, right? Like, was it really that risky for you?
I would say he didn't know he'd be a billionaire, but he did know he'd be successful.
Hmm.
So it is different for you.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make...
You know what I mean? It's like a different... I didn't question whether or not I would be successful, as arrogant as that might sound right now. I questioned, can I do this? Like, can I do something that's never been done? That's what I was always playing for. But I never questioned whether or not we'd have like a successful podcast.
See, I did. But I didn't start this with the certainty that I was going to win. That wasn't there. I know we're going to win now. I don't know what degree. It's not the degree that you know. I know we're going to win, and I know I'll be financially free, and I know all that, as long as I keep working and we keep working and all the right things are getting done. I know that. But I don't know. There was not a lot of certainty when I started this. When I started this, it was like, podcasting is cool. I like talking into the microphone, and we'll see what happens. That was kind of it, which I think is impactful because I think that's how a lot of people start their thing.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda. I am a dental hygienist and a mom of two teenagers. I was first introduced to Kevin and Alan about 3 years ago. So that led me to book a consultation with Alan, and I showed up to that call in the lowest spot that I have been at in my entire life. He is a good human that genuinely wants the best in your life, your future, your love, your relationships, your wealth, and you have the chance to be in the same room or on the same call or have these two in your life in any way, then you are blessed.
It's like, let me
I
see.
Think a lot of artists, I think this is a good conversation about scientists versus artists, or I should say entrepreneurs versus artists. Because if you think about, like, I don't know, who's an artist you love?
Big Sean.
Okay,
Eminem,
Big Sean. He probably knew.
I know.
Taylor Swift comes to mind. Taylor Swift didn't know she was going to get to this level.
I wonder if she did, though.
I don't think she did, brother. Genuinely.
How do you get to the level she's at and not believe you could get there?
I think that she probably loved country music and worked on her craft and then started, and then people got in her corner and she helped them. And she has a lot of people around her that help her build the business.
Yeah.
Right? She works with a studio. So it kind of starts happening. And obviously she kept putting in the work, like over and over and over again. Right? And when I saw her in Foxborough, she said, I know you see me now, but this took 14 years. And in my head, I'm like, that's pretty good for 14 years. But,
right.
You know, but that's the thing. And I don't, dude, she's one of the most successful artists in history. Like, did she really believe that was going to happen? Dude, I doubt it.
I don't know. I watched the Elvis movie recently, and it's like, I feel like he kind of knew. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's some people just have that undying self-belief, and then they try to say, like, you can do it. You know, if you set your mind to it, anything's possible. It's like, I understand what you're saying. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
I do appreciate it, but
I know
you never had any doubts this was going to work. Not you, the collective you.
No, I know.
I doubted it for the first 5 years every day. I still doubt some things sometimes.
Kevin and I talked about this. This is for our listeners. Kevin and I talked about this recently with the team. We said, in the self-improvement space, why don't more people talk about self-belief?
Mm.
And we've been contemplating that a lot lately. And I think one of the reasons why is because the people who do end up at the top of the industry don't realize that most people don't have it. A lot of their advice, and I'll use an example. So everyone's heard that, not everyone, most people have heard that clip of Will Smith saying, why would you ever think realistic? Like, why would I ever think realistically? Like, you have to believe something better can happen. Like, why would I ever think realistic? And I remember as a kid, I used to resonate with that. I used to be like, yeah, totally. Like, why would you ever think realistically? I've never really thought, I mean, I remember I was, you know, young kid and I was sitting at my kitchen table and Kiki and I were talking about starting a company called LazCor. And that was my last name and his last name. And we were going to, you know, create a video game called Musket, the American Revolution. And it was going to be this video game. And I remember talking about building businesses when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think that people that have a lot of self-belief, they don't really know that other people don't.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons why, Kevin, this is brand new for me, is that other people mirror it when they're around them. Even at the beginning, you kind of mirrored my belief in a way.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it. So it's like, what if everyone's doing that unconsciously? And then you don't realize that everyone's doing that. And I've met a lot of people and coached a lot of people behind the scenes that Emilia is a good example. She doesn't realize how much people struggle with self-belief because they're mostly mirroring hers. And so I think these people who do end up making it, quote unquote, sometimes I wonder if they actually know what it's like not to believe in yourself.
Same.
You know, and so that's why you have a unique perspective. That's actually why I wanted to interview you on this episode, because I always have struggled with people being unkind to me, or people thinking I'm crazy, or people being disrespectful, or bullies, always. I mean, building great friendships and relationships has quite literally never been easy for me.
Mm.
But when it came to like my belief in my ability to like create or do something, I always felt like if I really wanted to, I could. And I still feel that way to this day. And it's obviously more now than ever because I'm more capable. But self-worth was the challenge for me. I didn't know that self-worth and self-belief were different. Self-belief, I feel like I've done a really good job of building that. And now that I'm aware that other people don't have that, it's almost like until you start there, you need that first. And so where you are today is not where you are forever. It is if you don't believe in yourself.
That's the hard part.
So you gotta get around someone who believes in you and like let them pour into that. And by the way, they can't believe in you if they don't believe in themselves.
Well, I think the other thing too is like, I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to say. Definitely you have to get around someone, because I had clients today where I was talking to them and I said, if it wasn't for your business partner, what would you think? Not what do you think with your business partner? Like, if it wasn't for them, what are your thoughts? What are your natural beliefs? I think it's almost like when people say, I don't know how I got here, I didn't believe I would get here. The next question I would ask them is, where did you think you'd get and how'd you start? Because I think that's really, and you did ask me that, I think that's where people should start. Not, I expect to be the most successful podcast, whatever it is. Because the people who didn't believe that was going to happen, they just started putting one foot in front of the other.
I know.
That's the thing is, where you are today is not where you're going to be forever, regardless of whether or not you believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, things are probably going to start trending down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Now, either way, I think the first step is to say, okay, well, I want to get somewhere. What is one step I can take? But I think the reason people don't talk about that is because it's not sexy and it's boring. And it doesn't really seem like a lot of progress. Like, all right, start tracking one habit. nothing's going to happen for months, but like, but in 5 years, a lot's going to happen. I started with five habits and now I do what, however many. Now I'm Jeffing because I'm burning to the ground, but now I live my life through a series of habits. Like that's how I operate now. But in the beginning, I didn't. In the beginning, I didn't.
I know.
Isn't
time
it so weird?
Time makes it so weird. Yeah.
Time is the hardest.
I didn't start tracking habits until I was 26.
I know.
27 years old, right? I mean, can you imagine what, I mean, if I wish I could talk to my 18-year-old self and say, Alan, peak performance tracking, man. I coach a 17-year-old.
I was just thinking about that.
I am so grateful to coach him. It's like unbelievable.
That person can be way more successful than we can.
Oh, way more.
They have such a head start.
Such a head start. Yeah.
17 years.
I told him this, Kev. I was on the Zoom with him yesterday. I said, this took me 30 years to figure out.
Right.
And I'm giving it to you, like, right here. Like, it took me 30... I didn't learn this until, like, recently. Like, a couple years ago, I didn't know this. And here. And he's like, oh, that makes sense. One of the person, the members of group coaching said, I can't unsee Pareto. I see Pareto everywhere now. Pareto principle, 80-20. It's the 80-20 rule. I think we've done episodes on it. But I told him, to not understand the 80-20 rule, you're missing so much of the equation of how to succeed. Mm. And I'm not making anyone feel bad for that, but God, you got to learn Pareto. Everybody's got to learn Pareto. It's so important, right? I mean, dude, imagine a world where you didn't know Pareto principle. Now you live by it every single day.
I can't imagine. I mean, that was the world I lived in. That's the thing is like, this isn't natural to me. Here, this is the frame we got to go because we're running long here, but this is the frame I'll give. I'll make sure this connects. I worked with a couple podcasters and they couldn't figure out if they wanted their show to be a mindset show or a real estate show. And I said, cool, there's two ways to figure this out. We are a blank podcast that also talks about blank, fill in the blanks. And they're like, okay, we're a real estate podcast that also talks about mindset. Cool. Same frame. I am a regular human being who is also practicing at a very high level self-improvement. You are a self-improvement obsessed peak performer who also tries to be a normal human being every once in a while. That's it. Problem is, many of the people like you are trying to give advice to people like me. It's like, you don't get me.
I know.
I'm not like you. That was my goal in this episode. And again, I'm not saying you're wrong for that.
No, I know.
You and I have worked extensively on this behind the scenes, but
100%.
That's why I think I feel like doing an episode like this is kind of partly my responsibility. Like I know I need to do an episode like this because there's many times where people get given advice that it just doesn't land. Anybody can be Grant Cardone, and I don't like Grant Cardone. I'm not even going to say I have nothing against him. I think he's a dingus, honestly. He said something. He did a thing the other day of like, everybody in here can be a billionaire. It's like, there's 200 people or there's 2,000 people in the room. Statistically, it's not actually humanly possible because there's not even that many or whatever. I don't know how many there are.
You know what's frustrating about that? Do you know how many billionaires there are on the planet?
I don't.
Okay, there's 2,000 people in that room, right?
Yeah, virtually. There might have been more.
I think there's less than 4,000 on the planet.
Right.
And he's just a blowhard, man. He's just talking.
And again, I don't want this to be about...
He bothers me.
I don't want this to be about that.
He bothers me. He's a little bit delusional. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And again, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But he's talking to people who...
100%.
I know.
I don't want any smoke from the people who like Grant Cardone. If you like Grant Cardone, he motivates you, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, he's not for me. And I've bought his books, and so I've done my research. He's just not for me. But...
Same.
If that's what gets you going, then you're probably more like Alan than you are me, and that's okay.
Fair.
That's okay. Fair. There's a time and a place and an energy and there's an audience for that.
It can serve a purpose. 100%. It can serve a purpose. And if it's helping you get to your next step, do it. But most likely when you mature, you're going to outgrow that. Most likely.
So,
at least that's what I think will happen.
Potentially. And if not, whatever. There's no judgment on that. I don't like the man particularly. It's not my type, and it's not necessarily the person I'd want to learn from. I'm trying to be the person the type of person that I would want to learn from. That's why I wanted to do an episode like this. Last thing I'll say before we go, because we are, this is a longer one. The ultimate goal with this episode is understanding, number one, no matter what, even if you don't change, things are going to. Just because of time. Just because of time. Nothing stays the same. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works. Maintenance isn't really a thing. It just, it doesn't work that way. It's not really a universal law. Part two.
Your house is going to rot.
Right.
If you don't renovate it and take care of it.
Yep.
Right.
But if you do, it can get better.
Yep.
Right. It's just two different curves. A second part, time is extremely hard to account for. And in a way, and maybe we'll, I don't know, we'll have to do a deeper episode. In a way, you're not, where you are today is not where you are forever, but it doesn't necessarily mean it won't feel that way. Because by the time your habits catch up and your results catch up to your habits, you're kind of like, I've been doing this for so long, nothing's really changed. And then it's weird.
Remember when I told you by the time you go on Joe Rogan's show, it won't be that big a deal?
You did tell me that, yes.
And again, maybe you'll never go on Joe Rogan's show, but
I'd like to smoke weed with Joe Rogan. I still would like to smoke weed with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. So
Who knows? We'll see. But I hope this is one of those, I don't know. I don't know what, if you're listening, I'm not sure what your takeaway will be, because I know we were like deep and all over the place, but yeah, I wanted to share that. So we're
good. My only takeaway is no matter how hard your past has been, you have a spotless future.
I like that.
And if you improve yourself, I promise you, your life will improve. If you try to improve everyone else and everything else, it might improve your life. If you improve yourself, I can promise you, your life will improve. That's at least the paradigm I'm running. So yeah, that's it.
Next Level Nation, as you know, April 1st, and this isn't April Fool's. This is legit. This is real. April 1st, 2023. That's April Fool's Day. Live, Worcester, Massachusetts. We have Next Level Live. Alan, myself, I don't know how many members of the Next Level U team, 4, 5, 6 maybe. At the end of the day, if you listen to this podcast, you're obviously the type of person who is into self-improvement, but many of you might want more. You might feel like, yeah, this podcast is good. It adds value. I need more. I need more. I'm in the area. I want to meet people. I want to get outside of my comfort zone. This event is for you. It is going to be an experience, not a lecture. We will be in the audience building relationships and kind of treating it like a large group coaching session. So please join us. Link is in the show notes. We would love to see you there.
Speaking of more, we have Group 10 opening on April 4th. If you are not local and cannot attend Next Level Live, you can be a part of Group 10 of group coaching. It is... if you feel lost, if you feel directionless, if you feel like some of my clients feel, where it's like, I feel like my friends don't really get it. They aren't really into growth. They don't really have goals. I don't feel like I fit in anymore. That's exactly what group coaching is for. A place where you will be celebrated and supported for your goals, towards your goals. So join us. We have a promo code 30% off for listeners only. Reach out to Kevin or myself for that promo code, and the link will be in the show notes. If you want more information about group coaching, there's a landing page that has everything you need to know. So at very least, read it, check it out. And if you don't make it in group 10, maybe you'll get group 11.
Next Level Nation, tomorrow for episode number 1282, is your relationship with money hurting you? We haven't talked about money in a minute, so I don't want to talk about that. We'll go deep again. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. Grateful for each and every one of you. And at NLU, we do not have fans. We have family. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
Please reach out.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Next Level University. We love connecting with the Next Level family.
We mean it when we say family. If you ever need anything, please reach out to us directly. Everything you need to get a hold of us is in the show notes.
Thank you again, and we will talk to you tomorrow.